So a wise man once said that wisdom is founded on memory, happiness on forgetfulness. Wisdom is founded on memory, but happiness on forgetfulness. We tend to think of remembering and forgetting as opposites, and remembering as the better of the two. But they're actually complementary, and we need them both. And today's scriptures and our church tradition seems to double down on the importance of both remembering and forgetting. And it reveals them as sacred commandments that lead us to a healthy and to a whole life. Let's start with sacred remembrance. Hisha is probably the most commonly used verb in the Badarak. It means remember. We say it over and over again. The first words when I come around with the cross, you are to say, remember me before the immortal Lamb of God. Remember. And then the last words, which most people don't know, but the last words, traditional, when you kiss the gospel, remember me during all of your sacrifices, all of your badaraks, okay? Remember. And then we say in the choir and the deacons, dozens of times we say, remember, remember, remember. Why? We say, remember, Lord. Does God forget? God does not forget. So why do we say, remember, Lord? The first reason we do that is because we forget, right? We forget who we are and we forget to whom we belong. And so that's why we say, remember. But we need also to be remembered, not just when we say that word in English, in common usage, it seems like something of the brain. I remember something. In church, when we say remember, it goes back to the roots of the English words. It has member in it. Remember, to put things back together, to reconnect, right? To reform. And so we need to be brought back into the living body of Christ, written back into the book of life. And it's this deeper remembering which is so important, because the world and all of us keep on falling apart. That's our nature. But this family and this committee, this church, this country is always in danger of falling apart. The Armenian Republic and the Mother See of Holy Etchmiadzin are constantly in danger of falling apart. But Jesus' entire powerful life and work is about remembering his team. And that happens again and again in the scriptures, and it happens in today's scripture reading. As always, Jesus' disciples then and now, they're engaging in power politics and division and competition, divide and conquer. And Jesus, time and again, it brings them back together, and he shows them and us a better way. We just said it and did it, right? This is my body, this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. And he brings them back together again, right, for his final meal before his death. And he says, I give you the very gift of myself, God's self, to bring and keep you together. So this was good review for some of you, because we've talked about the importance of sacred remembrance in our life of faith. But we talk less about what we could call sacred forgetting, which I just spoke to the kids about. What's another name for sacred forgetting? Forgiveness. And we can see how it's a complement of remembering if you step into God's shoes for a minute. God can't remember again and again our desperate petitions when we ask him to help us, to save us from this or that. He can't remember if he's willing to forget over and over again how much our sins cause our own problems and our own trouble. Jesus could not remember his disciples again and again if he was not able to forget again and again their egos, their pettiness, their betrayals. And this discipline of sacred forgetting is captured in that one word, forgiveness. And that's really the subject of today's reading. And Jesus teaches that forgiving and forgetting is not just God's 24/7 job, it's our 24/7 job. If the same person sins against you seven times a day, Jesus tells his open-mouthed disciples, and turns back to you and asks for forgiveness, you must forgive. And the apostles cry out to our Lord, increase our faith. Remembering is important, but forgetting and forgiving is more important still because it's such a wholehearted commitment. In a similar Bible passage, I just said to the kids, Peter asked how much we must forgive, and Jesus says 70 times 70 times. 7 times 70, excuse me. As in, there is no limit to our forgiveness because God forgives continuously without limit. And yes, that's the connection that we make explicit in the Haidmer, Jesus' prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. We have this need to forgive others just as we have a need to be forgiven by God. Because in the end, forgiving and forgetting is really about our own health and our own peace, even more than it is of the other person we forgive. So I will let you all meditate now and after Badrach where you need to forgive and be forgiven, and I will do the same myself. And think about when you count on God to forget, and when you must, with God's help, forget over and over again an injury done to you. And with that, though, I will leave you with a timely illustration about how this sacred dynamic of remembering and forgiving works. There was a priest in a village in Armenia who carried this burden around with him of a secret sin that he committed years before. And he had repented internally, but he was ashamed to be transparent to his people, and he suffered greatly from that double life that he lived. And one day he couldn't take it anymore, and he confided to a woman who was known to have visions. And she spoke with the Lord in these visions. And the priest said to this woman, next time you speak to God, ask what sin your high swoop committed as a young priest. And the woman agreed. And a few days later, the priest asked, well, did the Lord visit you in your dreams? Yeah, he did, she replied. And did you ask him what sin I committed? Yes. Well, what did he say? He said, I don't remember. And I pray it will be this way also for us, that as often as we remember who God is and who we are as his humble creatures, our own sins will be forgotten as we forgive those who have sinned against us, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.